Yo, it's Ye in the house. Straight Country is Rolling Stone's gayest album of all time. Of all time. September 25th, 2020. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. This is all I have to say about Rolling Stone's new and improved 50 gayest albums list. What can Ye add to this pile of bullcrap? Nothing can Ye. Ye can just tell y'all that Taylor Swift's debut album is 400 times better than Beyonce's gay-ass Lemonade record. It was like, what the fuck? There was literally no country music in that album. Not even a drop. Jesus hates that album. Jesus the King would take that lemonade and turn it right into piss. Just to make it clear to y'all, Jesus haters, how lame you are. Now, I have nothing against Outkast, Biggie, or Tupac. I think they're great, but come on, where's Alice? Cooper? Where's Bjork? Where's fucking Suede, for Christ's sake? Not to mention George Strait. He is Jesus' favorite artist. And he's not even mentioned. And in first place, is it Johnny Cash and Folsom? No, it's a singer no one fucking knows, called Marvin Gaye. Who the fuck is that? I'm telling you, America's just getting gayer and passing second. Instead of getting straighter. That's how I came up with my genius title of this article here. Take a minute now to reflect on that title. I have 6 albums on the list. I don't even know I had 6 albums. That's not the point at all. The point is that Jesus is not represented at all. And not only him, what about Judas? What about Peter? Is hip-hop the only thing in the world? Not to mention Eminem and Korn, who didn't get represented, even though they are heathen infidels. I'm telling y'all, something's wrong with America. Y'all need to reflect on the awful list and think about how the fuck Straight Country didn't make it in the first place. Till then, I'm going to pop some rip gospel and listen to Rowing by Soundgarden. Rest in peace, Christ Cornell. You'll get represented in the afterlife, dog. Respect. Yay out.